Can you describe a time when you felt you made a heroic decision?
Time that I made a heroic decision? That's a really tough one. I would say that there was a time when I was at Kroger and this old lady was about to cross the street and a car was coming and I yelled, "Hey, stop!"
Okay. What was the climax that made you make that decision?
Just the visualizing of the car coming towards her. I really watch because it's a busy place and I don't think that lady was watching.
Okay. In the future, do you think you'll help someone who may need advice?
Sure, it's just natural.
Do you think this advice may help them with an issue? Why?
I mean, people usually do need advice with heart issues, so we're people, and I guess the people that I know would ask me questions as I would ask them.
Have you ever helped someone who needed advice?
I mean, I help my children all the time. They don't always ask for it, but I can notice when they need it.
What advice did you give them? Give an example.
Like with study skills, last year my one daughter didn't wasn't like keeping track of her assignment, so we figured out a better way using a paper calendar.
Can you describe a time when in society you felt threatened?
Sometimes when I like am by myself and I have to go to like a public place to my car and back, it can be scary.
How did you handle it?
I just pay attention, do what I gotta do, and look around me and that kind of thing.
Okay. What future threats do you think you have to confront in your life?
Well, I think like that old lady with the Kroger at Kroger, the older you get, the like harder it is to hear and to see. So, when you're out by yourself, that'll be harder.
How do you see yourself handling these threats?
I mean, I kind of always hope that I'll have somebody with me and not always have to be alone when I'm older. So I'll probably ask somebody to go with me.
What thoughts were you thinking as you felt threatened?
Real focus, like that's all you can think of at the time.
How were you feeling?
Well, your heart races faster and you feel like you're like on serious alert, not relaxed, so stressed out.
Can you describe a time when someone keeps asking for your help?
Probably at work, in a position at work where people ask for help all the time.
Okay. Why do you think you kept coming? Why do you think they kept coming and asking you
Because
personally?
there's things that I know how to do at my job that other people don't know how to do, so it's just natural.
Okay. What future advice would you give yourself?
I give myself to just keep learning and know like the technologies or whatever I have to know to help others.
Why do you need future advice?
Why do I need future advice? So that when things change, I'm aware and knowledgeable.
What advice has helped you get through stressful times?
Finding a coworker that knows what they're doing or at least can bounce ideas off of them.
How did the advice help?
Makes you think of things in a different way if you talk to somebody else.
Who inspired you when you were young?
My dad, because he was a teacher.
How did you get inspired?
He would tell me about his job, and other people would tell me about his job as well.
Do they still inspire you today? Why or why not?
Yes, because I have the memories of when he was a teacher and when I was young, and then also I think he's very intelligent still, so when you talk to him, you learn things.
Do you think people may be inspired by this person today? Why or why not?
I would think that someone that met my dad that had conversations with them would be inspired about what they're talking about.
Okay. Have they inspired you your whole life?
Yes.
If not, what changed?
Well, not applicable.
Back then, how did this inspiration make you heroic?
What inspiration? From the last question, from my
Yes.
dad, it made me heroic. I think because I was pretty fearless, like I always knew that I would have a profession of my own.
Okay. Did you notice other people being heroic by this inspiration?
Mean, heroic's probably exaggerating a little bit, but I think anybody that pursues their dreams and doesn't give up can be, you can interpret it as being, you know, somewhat fearless, brave.
How do you think people learn to make good choices?
The examples of others.
Why do we make the choices we make?
All kinds of different reasons. Sometimes you're thinking straight, sometimes you're not. But over time, you get things in your brain, and it builds up, and then that's sort of how you either make a conscious decision, or even when you make a quick decision, it's all your experience.
Do you think inspiration can make us make the wrong choices?
Sure. You can follow somebody for the wrong reasons.
Why do you think inspiration can do that?
People get excited about different things, and people can show somebody a way that's exciting, and that could be good or it could be bad.
Can you describe a time when you couldn't trust someone?
I guess sometimes at work, there's people that I don't 100% trust.
After this issue, could you trust them after?
Not 100%.
Do you think that you're someone who is easily trusted? Why or why not?
Am I trusted? Yeah, I think so.
Why?
I've never had anybody, like, I asked to do something or, like, get weird about it. Or you know, because people go behind your back and ask somebody else. And I've never had that happen.
Okay. What happened to where you can trust a person now that you haven't trusted before?
Time. You forget about things after a while.
How can you know when you can trust someone?
I always start off trusting someone. So it's the opposite. It's like I trust somebody until I can't.
What happens when you're iffy when you can't trust someone?
You have to go with the not trust then. So you don't get burned.
Describe a time you felt doubt.
I remember feeling doubt when I was looking for a job. And I wasn't sure which one I would get because you have to wait after the interviews to hear back. And a lot of times I would doubt that I would get that job.
Why did this feeling happen?
Because it's competitive. When you go on an interview, there's other people that they could offer the job to as well. They don't just talk to one person. So it makes you feel like it's very possible they could just pick somebody else.
Do you think you'll ever have worse doubt?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say. It's possible. But that's a hard situation to be in, really, to be unemployed and looking for a job.
What would you do if you never had doubt again?
Well, I mean, you do need to, like, question things. So there should always be, like, an element of, are you sure? It's not good otherwise.
What was the worst doubt feeling you have ever had?
The one I described in the first question is the one I think of the most.
Describe a time where you felt tested.
I feel tested at work when I have a particular, like, hard project to do that I'm not sure how to do it. Challenges me.
What emotions did you feel?
I feel stressed, like you might not be able to accomplish it. You feel like I can predict, like, how good I will feel when I'm done, but you also feel a little confused what to do.
How did you overcome a tested feeling?
You just have to take things step by step, get advice, or start making actions, and eventually, you know, the process gets completed.
Do you think you could ever fall into a pit of guilt?
No, I don't. Why? Unless I did something seriously bad. I don't really see how I would feel so guilty in a normal life circumstance.
Can you tell me a time where you overcame something?
Yeah, just getting through, you know, college, jobs. Those are all tests, I think.
Why did you have to overcome this moment?
I mean, life's full of challenges. There's ups and downs, and it's normal. Normal part of life.
Can you describe a personal challenge you have faced?
Having kids is a good personal challenge.
What led up to this challenge?
Well, generally, before you have kids, you don't know what you're doing because you don't have them. So there's a lot of learning that you do as your babies get older.
Can you describe where you think life is guiding you to next?
Currently, I'm still in that same situation where I'm trying to raise kids and get them to adulthood. After that, I don't know.
Can you describe whether or not if you need someone else's help or not?
Yes, absolutely. You need someone else's help. You need lots of people's help when you're having kids. It's hard to do if you had to do it by yourself.
What reward do you think you have earned from your life experiences?
Well, you have the rewards of creating, you know, two new people that you're close to, that you see their happiness and their successes, and that's all because of you, of me.
Can you describe whether or not a loved one has put you through a personal challenge?
Yeah. Same thing. Your children challenge you every day.
Can you tell me a time where you felt that you made a big change?
A big change?
Mm-hmm.
I guess when I bought the house that I live in.
What created this change?
Being in a situation where I was able to afford it. And I know it was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life, was to own a house.
Do you think that you'll make a change to become an inspiration? Why or why not?
I mean, I would like to think that, you know, my kids would look up to me and know that I'm successful financially for owning a house.
Do you think that maybe family will make a change that will influence you?
That'll influence me?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that, I guess, if my kids were to own their own houses one day, that I'd feel proud of them.
What is one of the biggest changes you have made?
That really sounds a lot like the first question. If you're asking for a different change, having kids, you know, that's a big change of life.
Do you think someone can make a similar or same change?
Sure. I mean, that's cycle of life.
Can you describe a time where you made a major consequence?
I made a major consequence?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I understand the question. Made a consequence.
Like, made something you regret.
Oh, I made an action that had a consequence?
Yeah.
Maybe speeding? You get a ticket for that if you get caught?
Now, why did this happen?
Well, because when I was younger, I guess I didn't get any tickets, so you don't realize the pain of it till it happens. Then you owe $75 or whatever, and you don't do that again.
Do you think you could ever get over something that you once regretted?
Yeah, even if I did something really bad, I think that over time, I would forgive myself.
How, depending on the situation?
Well, it depends how bad the thing is that you did. How guilty you feel.
Have you ever gotten yourself into a situation where people got worried for you?
Sure. Sometimes when I was a kid, I would go out and I wouldn't call their mom and tell her where I was, even though I said I'd be gone just a small while, and I ended up being gone a long while.
How did you conquer it?
I started telling her exactly where I was, and if it was going to change, then I'd find a payphone and I'd call. And that required quarters.
How did you become the person you are today?
Spinach, for sure.
What challenges were made?
Oh, I didn't like it at first, but I kept eating it. And those vitamins are good for me.
Can you tell me in the future where do you see yourself?
Oh, I would just like to be happy and retired one day, but not too old. And, love my grandchildren. And hopefully my kids are successful.
What has changed from then to now?
What will change?
No, what has happened during, for example, when you first were having kids to now?
You get a little bit wiser every day. Always a new set of challenges, so it kind of feels like it's a never-ending effort that you have to give.
What is something you thought you would never do? Why?
I guess I never thought I would doubt myself ever, but, you know, every day, based on the decisions you made in the past, you know, you get stronger, and sometimes you have to think about things, though. Which, you know, whether you call it doubt or not, it's just making sure you're doing the right thing.
What reward can you give yourself from every challenge you have faced?
To relax, to know that, you know, you did a positive thing or a successful thing, and that you can always take a minute to, you know, chill out and reflect on it.